With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Go 24/7 podcast. Thanks for listening. Your Friday edition. Yes, there is a football game for LSU this weekend. It got cleared this morning that LSU and Arkansas are going to actually kick off at 11 a.m. Central on the SEC Network Saturday morning. We'll have your coverage on Go 24/7, but first, to preview LSU-Arkansas, with me is Sonny Shipp. Sonny, thanks for being with me on this Friday. We waited a long time to see if this game was actually going to be played. And to see if we were going to be talking about something else on this podcast to wrap up the week. But we do have football on Saturday, and it'll be LSU's first game in 21 days. Arkansas is pretty thin from all accounts from what Sam Pittman has said this week. But at the end of the day, LSU hasn't really played its best football. Arkansas is playing above really where I think they thought they certainly were going into this year. And so this one should be one of those close SEC battles.
On paper, but on paper, LSU should have, easily beat Mississippi State, should have easily beat Missouri. So who knows how this is, who knows which LSU team is going to show up on Saturday, and then also which Arkansas team is going to show up, just because, I mean, if they were dangerously close to not having 53 scholarship players available, that they're going to be minus close to, close to 30 players on Saturday. And so, how many of those are going to be key contributors? Hearing some scuttlebutt that Treylon Burks, the leading receiver, could be out. Hearing that that a couple of defenders in the front seven could be out too. So, that remains to be seen. But, a lot of questions for LSU, how they come off this 21-day layoff, how TJ Finley bounces back from a disastrous start at Auburn, and whether or not this team plays with pride and plays with energy, something that it's been lacking for way too much this season.
Yeah, you mentioned Treylon Burks being out for this game for Arkansas. A big piece for them that I've at least heard is going to be available is Felipe Franks, the one-time LSU commit, Florida transfer, who's been fairly productive for them this year and been a big reason why they've been able to play above the preseason expectations for Arkansas. On the flip side, LSU is going to be bringing in TJ Finley as the starter. Max Johnson returned from his quarantine earlier this week, so he didn't really get much practice time during this long layoff. In talking with Terrace Marshall this week, it was big for them to work together for the most part over these last 21 days or so to try and build some chemistry going into this game. It's going to be TJ Finley's show for LSU at least to start at. Ogeron's kind of said that we should see both quarterbacks, but what are you expecting from TJ Finley off after the long layoff?
Well, I didn't expect him to play as well as he did against South Carolina, but I also didn't expect him to play like he did against Auburn after the way that he played against South Carolina. So how is his mental makeup? Is he going to be worried about making mistakes against South Carolina? He slung the ball with confidence. LSU's receivers caught the ball with confidence against Auburn. Three turnovers, two picks, one fumble. Is he going to be hesitant about making that mistake? Because he got yanked for Max Johnson against Auburn. And Ed Orgeron knows that he can't turn the ball over three times in the first half against Arkansas and have a chance to win in the fourth quarter. But if he can just give them – in between, if he can give them something in between South Carolina and in between Auburn, and LSU can establish some semblance of a rushing attack, something that it couldn't do at Auburn, averaging 1.1 yards a carry, then I think LSU will have a chance going into that fourth quarter. But, LSU definitely needs a good game from TJ Finley. But more importantly than that, they've got to establish a running game and not put it all on the true freshman's shoulder.
I'm with you on that. And when you're talking about going on the road, that's always important, is a good running game to kind of let things settle in, maybe win the time of possession battle. That would go a long way to helping LSU come away with a win over Arkansas, something they've done for the most part since Ed Orgeron has taken over this program. Is whether they've lost Alabama or beaten Alabama, they've taken care of business against Arkansas. And now, granted, Arkansas had really fallen on some rough times under Chad Morris, for sure. But you look at this team under Sam Pittman, they're playing really good defense for the most part, I think, with in terms of their relative to their expectations going into the year. Under Barry Odom, he's going to have a lot to say about the success of this LSU offense against Arkansas. I think he's going to look at what Kevin Steele did from Auburn's vantage point to TJ Finley and the LSU offense, and probably try to concoct a similar plan for the Razorbacks. Barry Odom is one of the better defensive coordinators in college football, a really good hire by Sam Pittman. What are you expecting from this Arkansas defense? We obviously don't know as much about, their personnel and who might be out, who might be in, but for the most part, they've really played really hard, I think, much of this year.
Yeah, they lead the country in with 13 interceptions. So they're gonna create a little havoc. Barry Odom is known for having a defense that tries to confuse the quarterbacks. They haven't been really overly successful at getting after the quarterback, at putting pressure and actually taking him down with sacks. So I think that's going to be something that you see is he's going to bring the house at TJ Finley early and often to try to see if he can force a mistake. If he can force an early turnover, then you have to think that that Finley will start to pull the reins back a little bit, and that's the, in my opinion, that's the worst thing a gunslinger like he can do. One of the keys that I mentioned was that LSU has to establish a running game. And, I don't think there's any question that Barry Odom knows that too. And so I imagine that they'll come out. You may not be able to put eight in a box, but I imagine they'll come out. They're going to put their DBs one-on-one, and they're going to try to get an extra defender into the box to be able to contain that run and to be able to try to send some extra pressure to get after Finley. But, Barry Odom, like you said, known as one of the best defensive coordinators in the game. And I know that there's a lot of LSU fans right now who wonder what if LSU would have been able to get Barry Odom.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, Sam Pittman going out and getting Barry Odom, and the way LSU's defense is playing, at least going into their long layoff, was not what LSU fans were expecting by any means. I mean, just looking at your stat sheet you put together, Sonny, just near the bottom of the SEC in so many ways. And I think the big thing is going to be getting pressure on Kyle Trask for Bo Pelini, something LSU's defense has actually had success, for the most part. They've been really good in the red zone. They're actually number three in the SEC in red zone conversion percentage. But Arkansas is also, fairly good in converting in the red zone. So that could be, a critical part of this, especially with the rain that is expected to be in the Fayetteville area Saturday. This could be a game where if there is some slop to it, that field goals and finishing in the red zone could play a big part if points, kind of become a premium if the weather isn't ideal. But you look at what LSU is facing in the Arkansas backfield with Traylon Smith and Rakeem Boyd. They have exactly 750 yards on the ground this year in comparison, to kind of give you a reference on this. And I know LSU hasn't played nearly the amount of games Arkansas has, but John Emery and Ty Davis Price are right at 500 total yards together, with I believe two games less. So I mean, Traylon Smith and Rakeem Boyd, two of the better backs I think in the SEC. LSU is going to have to find a way to defend that and to slow them down and maybe put the game on Felipe Franks' shoulders. He can make some plays. He's played better. But I think for the most part, if they can shut down the run game and make Arkansas one dimensional, that would go a long way to getting a win.
Yeah. The problem is that Felipe Franks has played a lot better than a lot better than anyone expected that he would this year, completing 68% of his passes, 16 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. And he's actually made some plays with his feet too. And so, LSU hasn't shown that it can stop any offense with a legitimate passing attack. To have a chance on the second and the third level, they've got to be able to get some pressure on Felipe Franks. In LSU's two losses, they've got one sack against Missouri and against Auburn. Now, granted, against Mississippi State, they generated 5. But, that's been the outlier as far as their losses so far. And so that's going to be a big key. They've got to get after the quarterback. They've got to get Felipe Franks is moving. They've got to get his mind working to where it's in overdrive a little bit. And if they can do that, then I think this is a ball game going into the final 15 minutes. They haven't shown the ability to do that yet this year. So, it's hard to put too much stock into this defense all of a sudden coming out after such a long layoff, playing with, playing on the same page, communicating properly, playing with the proper technique, and basically fixing all of the issues that we have seen this season. So that's a major key right there, is that they've got to pressure Felipe Franks. They can't let him sit back there like they allowed Bo Nix and like they allowed Missouri's quarterback, young quarterback, to do in those games. They just let him sit back there, pick them apart. And if that happens again on Saturday, I think Felipe Franks is more than that he has the capacity to come out and to make them pay, just like the other quarterbacks that they faced this year in their in the losses LSU has racked up.
Shay and I talked about this on Monday with this game and kind of looking at somebody who has to step up. I said Terrace Marshall, who's your guy that for LSU to win really has to have a strong game? And I think before you answer that, the 21-day layoff, you mentioned the defense. Communication at this point on the defense has to be ironed out. You've had 21 days to all come together and meet virtually and do all that. They've been doing that while, a lot of the team has been quarantined. You've got to be on the same page defensively in terms of communicating by this point with that long layoff, all that time to fix. But that's just my take on where they should be communication-wise, which would go a long way to slowing them down.
Yeah, I could, picking one player. Instead of picking one player, I think what I'll do is I'll pick one group. And that's the offensive line, because if the offensive line does not play as well as it did against South Carolina, as well as it did against Vanderbilt, it doesn't matter which LSU player comes out and has a big game. Because if the offensive line is not protecting Finley or Max Johnson, if they're not opening some holes for the running game, then there isn't one player on LSU's offensive side of the ball that is going to be a difference, in my opinion. I just don't see it. I like your pick about Terrace Marshall. I think he absolutely has to play. It has to show up big, because let's face it, Racy McMath has been a major disappointment this year. 11 catches in 5 games. That's not going to cut it. Eric Gilbert, he's played well, but then he's kind of gone missing at times. So he's another guy. But if you look at someone who could come from the shadows and have a big game that you may not be expecting, I really think Kayshon Boutte is on the verge of breaking a big one, breaking a long one, and it just seems like the light is shining brighter and brighter with him with each passing game. So he's a guy that I kind of circle as someone who has not really been a difference maker yet this year, but who I think could potentially be one.
Yeah, that'd be a great pick and a big boost, and would help Terrace Marshall get open and certainly get some receptions in this one. Sonny, let's get to some predictions. I sent you mine with the game preview. I've got LSU 20-17, kind of low scoring. I'm kind of taking into consideration some of the weather in the area that could be a factor. But one thing as well is, if LSU is going to win this game, and in my opinion, the way the offense has played, you know, since I think, you know, the South Carolina game, I guess that's only the Auburn game looking back at it now, but with the layoff, I think there could very well be some rust. So a lot of these guys just got back to practice this week. But for LSU to have a chance to win this game, I think it's got to be a little bit more of a low-scoring affair. I think the defense has to step up. If it's getting into a track meet, and, you know, this isn't a knock on TJ Finley and Max Johnson, but whoever's playing quarterback at LSU, I don't think with this Arkansas defense you're going to be able to put up a ton of points with where the LSU offense is at. So it's got to be a clean game from LSU's offensive perspective. I don't know if they're going to be able to move the ball like they'd like to, which is kind of why I see it panning out as a lower scoring affair. But anyway, I've got LSU 20-17 in this one, maybe a Cade York game winner.
All right, 2017. I don't have as much confidence as you in a lot of things. I don't think the weather is going to be as big of an issue. It's last I checked, it was about a 35% chance of rain around kickoff and pretty much throughout the game. And so I think it's going to be a high scoring affair. You know, obviously, how many, you know, who is out for Arkansas is going to make a, you know, it could make a huge difference in this right here. But how does LSU come out? You know, how do they come out after their worst loss since the mid-90s? All the right things happened this week. They got a healthier. Sources said they had a strong week of practice. They had energy. They had fire after the players-only meeting, after Terrace Marshall addressed the team. Some other veterans addressed the team. On paper, you know, like I said before, this was a game LSU should win, but so was the, you know, so were two the other two, Missouri and Mississippi State, that they were upset in. I do believe that LSU is going to have a chance to win this in the fourth quarter. You know, to do that, to be able to win it in the fourth quarter, however, that's going to hinge on the defense getting stops in crunch time, and I just don't have the confidence that they will. Prove me wrong, you know. Play to the level that you have on paper, and LSU wins this. The problem is LSU hasn't played close to that level on paper. So I've got Arkansas 34-30.
Yeah, we'll have to see how this one pans out. We've got two totally different ideas on how it could go down in Fayetteville, 11 a.m. on Saturday. But I think, one, I'm excited for football to be back. The last time I said prove me wrong to LSU, they went out and thumped South Carolina. Now, fast forward, and in 2020, I think the only thing people had right was looking at the preseason that Ed Ogeron and that game against South Carolina would end up being one of the things that got Will Muschamp fired. So at least I guess we got that right going into that game.
Yeah, like – he said that is about the only thing that has been right so far. And, you know, you just I'm like you. We need some football. You know, I can't handle any more honeydew projects on Saturdays with LSU not playing. I don't have a reason to just sit there and veg on the couch all day. So, you know, I needed this. My wife needed, my marriage needed this right here.
Hey, that look, all the honeydew projects, that's why I've just managed to stay single all these years. So we're gonna be bringing you guys all the coverage of LSU Arkansas. Football is back for LSU. The green light is on. LSU set to travel Friday up to Fayetteville, and like I said, we'll have football. It's gonna be a good feeling. Sonny, enjoy the game. All of our listeners, enjoy the game. Keep it locked on Go 24/7. A quick reminder to leave us a rating and leave us a review and subscribe to the Go 24/7 podcast. Appreciate everybody who subscribed during our big promo this week. Check back around Black Friday. There might be another one in the future. But until next time, guys, thanks for listening. Enjoy the game and have a great weekend.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.